Well, it's all gone tits out again here at Whack My Bush. The gang's attempt to retrieve the nuclear missile George gave to Castro is the usual disaster. Arnie and Fatboy Prescott failed to impress his lap dancers. W found Fidel's secret stash of funny-tasting cigars. And Tony Blair and Condoleezza couldn't find a missile in a haystack.
Enjoy your stay, Americano scum.
Oh!
Wow.
Hey, guys. Isn't this chat room cool? Boy, you look beat.
That's because we've been tortured half to death, George.
Whipped and flogged within an inch of our lives. At least Cherie knows not to harm the face.
Trust me, it's an improvement, Tony.
Oh, shut up, Blobster. This is all your fault.
My fault. It's not my fault that your friend's the most stupid subnormal member of the Bush clan.
Hey, Tony, I didn't know you were friends with Jeb.
Oh, it's too late to point the finger of blame now, Fatty. We'll do that to George when we get out of here. If we get out of here.
Yes, good point, Condi. And we still have to get that nuclear missile back to America.
Exactly. I wonder what those sick bastards are doing to Arnie.
Last I saw, Castro was pumping him for information.
That dirty old dictator. Arnie! My God, what have they done to you, Arnie?
Every sick and depraved thing you've ever seen in a German porn film. You would have loved it.
Oh, damn it. So did you tell them anything?
Anything? I told them everything. From my secret love for silk lederhosen to the alarm code for my Humvee. I cracked like a little lemmy.
There, Arnold. It's over now.
Too fucking right, it's over. The world's most beautiful leader and his sidekick are going to rot away in a coop and cesspit for the rest of his pretty little life. It's not fair! It's not fair! Ow! What was that for?
It keeps me mind off the hunger pangs.
Candy, I did find out one thing when I was doing roleplay with Fidel.
He's addicted to Viagra?
No. Well, yes. But the missile George gave him, he sleeps with it every night like a teddy bear. It's in his bedroom.
Right. We need an escape plan.
Hey, I got one. Why don't we build a flying machine out of the bed and...
Shut up, George, you moron!
Hey, are you speaking in code again?
Hey, that sounds like the Navy SEALs, Bingo and Bongo.
It's coming from the drains under the toilet. George, what are they saying?
It smells like shit down here. And they've managed to escape from their cell. And to stand back.
Stand back from what?
From the wall. Fatty? Fatty? Fatty, where are you?
Under the bloody wall.
Quick, now's our chance. Let's get out of here.
Wag my bush. Come on. Look, Fidel. There they are, running across the baseball diamond.
And they've got my missile in a wheelbarrow. Capitano, order your men to fire.
Si, Presidente. Men, take aim. And fire.
Capitano, why are they pretending to fire?
We ran out of real bullets in 96, El Presidente.
Oh, crapio. Cease the pretending to fire. Screw this, a communism lark. Let's stick with the turismo.
But what about the prisoners?
Leave them. Where can they go? This is an island. I mean, it's not just like they can get a boat and sail it to America now, is it?
No. But why would they do that? When they can stay here and eat stewed rope and sleep on the finest floors in the world.
Yes, I love it when a glorious five-year plan comes together. Now, get rid of that baseball diamond and put in a cricket pitch.
My bush will whack.
George, you freaking dummy, you paid $500 for this.
Hey, the kid and I haggled to $399. But as he didn't have any change, we agreed $500 and a puncture repair kit.
So what made you think that all of us and a nuclear missile were fit in some rubber dinghy?
Well, I kind of bought it for me, Fatty.
What do you mean for you?
Well, you know, I thought I could roll back to America and get help.
Typical goddamn gutless wasp.
So, what do you reckon?
What the hell is that, Tony?
It's a 56 Chevy, 6100, heavy-duty pickup with an Edelbach 4-barrel carburetor. Hey, I love trucking more than I love fucking...
All right, Arnie, we get it. So, Tony, why the truck?
Because, Conley, I've seen American news. This is how all Cubans escape to America. We simply convert it to a floating truck and sling the missile on a flatbed under the tarpaulin.
And how the hell are we going to convert this thing, Tony? We're not on American chopper, are we?
Leave it to Bingo and Bongo, Condi. The Navy SEALs know what they're doing.
Of course Bingo and Bongo know what they're doing. It's just the rest of the gang that are hopeless tits. So, can they make the journey back to America in a 56 Chevy? Find out in the next dodgy floater of an episode of...
Whack My Bush.